Welcome to the broadcast. We'll be in Luke chapter 19, verse 1 and 2. We read, "And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich." We're going to look at this story. Have your Bible ready. Luke chapter 19. Zacchaeus was a short little man sitting at the entrance to Jericho collecting taxes for the Romans. He was a Jew, but he was working for the Romans. The Romans set the tax, and the tax collector could add whatever he wanted. And so they were very, very crooked. Zacchaeus was a Jew, cheating his fellow Jews for all he wanted to. He was hated. He was despised. The only friends he had were publicans and sinners, and he was rich, but he wasn't happy. We see here in this story that he came to Christ and he found the victory is in Jesus.
I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. Precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sin and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me. Plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again, and he caused the blind to see. And then I cried, "Dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit." And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory, and I heard about the street of gold beyond the crystal sea, above the angels singing, and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory.
Again, I'm reading in Luke chapter 19, verse 1 says, "And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich." Now, the first thing we see here is that Jesus entered and passed through. In other words, he wasn't coming back. He wasn't coming back. He is going to Jerusalem to be crucified. This is the most important moment in Zacchaeus' life. We have been looking at stories about people in the Bible who had the gospel presented to them. You remember Nicodemus. Jesus talked to him. Nicodemus came to him at night. And this was the most important moment in Nicodemus' life. He would either accept or reject Jesus. Then you remember the woman at the well. She would accept or reject Jesus. The most important moment of her life. She didn't know that when she headed out to get her water that day. Matthew, he would have a moment when Jesus would come and say, "Follow me," and Matthew would follow him or he wouldn't. He would accept or reject Jesus. On the Damascus Road, Saul of Tarsus would be confronted by the Lord, and he would either accept or reject the Lord. Fortunately for the woman of Samaria, Matthew, Saul, they all received the Lord. We're not sure about Nicodemus. Hope he did. But here in the New Testament age that we're living in now, we accept or reject the leading of the Holy Spirit. And we have the story of the Philippian jailer. I remember on October the 7th, 1955, it was the most important moment of my life. It was between 8:15 and 8:30 in the evening when the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, "You need to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior." I would either accept or reject. Now, in the case of Zacchaeus, Jesus wasn't coming back. I don't think, if I had rejected Jesus Christ that night, I don't think I would have had another opportunity. I might have. There's no reason why the Lord would come back the second time. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 6 and verse number 3, "My spirit shall not always strive with man." They get to the point of no return. The story is told in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, where Paul said, "And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie." Who? Well, verse 10 says, "Them that perish." Them that perish because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. 2 Thessalonians 2:12 says, "For they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness." We want to be very careful about passing that line where we cross over that line, that point of no return. Now, Zacchaeus, this was the most important moment in his life. This might be the most important moment in your life if you're not saved. You need to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior. And the Bible says that no man comes unto the Father except the Holy Spirit draw him. Are you listening? Well, in Luke chapter 19, verse 2, we read again, Zacchaeus was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. The word publican is found 6 times in the New Testament, and publicans, plural, is found another 17 times. However, Zacchaeus is the only time where someone is mentioned as being the chief of the publicans. He had a position, a powerful position. Zacchaeus is also referred to as being rich, and so he had lots of possessions, and so he would be looked at in some areas of the world today as being a very successful person. The Bible talks about a lot of chief. There was chief priests, chief Pharisees, chief of the people, chief rulers, chief of the city, chief speaker, chief woman, chief captain, chief of the Jews, the chief man of the island. Over and over again, you read about people being chiefs. Well, Solomon was a chief. He was king. He had a tremendous position. He also was very rich. He had possessions. You can read about it all in Ecclesiastes. But in Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 12, Solomon said, "The abundance of the rich will not suffer him to sleep and toss and turn and roll." He said, as a matter of fact, over and over again, Solomon said, "All is vanity and vexation of spirit." Now, It's not a case of having a position. It's not a case of having possessions. Zacchaeus had all of that. But he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. The dictionary says to seek is to travel somewhere in hope of achieving something, and I think that Zacchaeus was a very unhappy man with all of his possessions and his great position. He wasn't very happy, and he sought to see Jesus. He made a definite effort. It says he ran. He ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. He ran. The only other time we find that phrase, he ran, is in Mark chapter 5 and verse number 6, when it says he saw Jesus afar off and ran and worshipped him. Of course, that was the maniac of Gadara, and he was demon-possessed, and he saw Jesus afar off. There's the one that can help me. And then in Mark chapter 5 and verse 20, he departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men marveled. And so Zacchaeus, he ran, this maniac of Gadara, he ran and worshipped him. It seems to indicate here that they were seeking for something better in life. Well, why did Zacchaeus get interested in seeking the Lord? Well, if you go back to the story of Matthew, the publican, we read in Mark chapter 2, verse 14 through 17, and as he passed by, that is, as Jesus passed by, he saw Levi, which is another name for Matthew, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at the receipt of customs, and he said unto him, follow me. And he arose and followed him. And it came to pass that as Jesus sat at meat at his house, now he's at Matthew's house, many publicans and sinners sat also together with Jesus and his disciples, for they were many. Now, what happened here is that Matthew threw a banquet for all his friends, and you remember his friends were only friends he had were publicans and sinners, and he threw a party for them and said, I want to introduce you to Jesus. And the Bible says there was many. Now, it's very probable that the chief of publicans would have been there with this group. And we read here in verse 16, and when the scribes and Pharisees saw him eat with publicans and sinners, they said unto his disciples, how is it that he eateth and drinketh with publicans and sinners? Well, back here in the story of Zacchaeus in Luke 19 and 5, it says when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. Now, the Bible says back here in John chapter 2, in verse number 23, when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover and the feast day, many believed in his name when they saw the miracles which he did. But Jesus did not commit himself unto them, because he knew all men, and needed not that any should testify of man, for he knew what was in man. Now, he knew exactly the heart of Zacchaeus, and that is why he stopped under that tree and looked up and said, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. It's interesting that Jesus was not concerned about being politically correct. It says here, he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. We are plagued today in our so-called fundamental movement with people who are so concerned about being politically correct when they preach the Word of God. Oh, we don't want to offend anybody. Yeah, that's our problem today. Well, the Bible says all things become new when you get saved, and we read here in Luke chapter 19 and verse number 5 that Zacchaeus stood and said, Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. Where did he get that fourfold? Way back in Samuel, 2 Samuel 12 and verse number 6. That was what was to happen if somebody was taking something by false accusation. Well, it says here in verse number 9, Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham. And so the story closes in Luke chapter 19 and verse number 10, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. We said this was the most important moment in the life of Zacchaeus. If you have not received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, this could be the most important moment in your life. If the Holy Spirit is speaking to you, the Bible says the need is to repent of our sins, turn to Jesus Christ, ask Him to forgive your sins, and you can find the victory as did Zacchaeus on that day when he came to Christ.
It is no secret what God can do, what He's done for us, He'll do for you. With arms wide open, He'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. The chimes of time ring out the news, another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you? You may have longed for added strength, your courage to renew. Do not be disheartened, for I bring hope to you. It is no secret what God can do, what He's done for us, He'll do for you. With